Okay, you're on.
Okay. Welcome back to Broadcast Sport. Pardon? You can't hear him. Can't hear him very well, Darryl.
A reigning champion of the Marion County Conference, Indiana.
We can, but I don't think they can do it.
All-American, a 16-time ISWA state champion, and a 2011 ISWA quad.
Testing. A little bit better. Not real good. Pretty weak. Okay.
At 182 pounds for the Oracles of Delphi High School. This senior is joined by coaches Mike Atwood and Ted Lyon. A 51-0 season to this point. 185 career victories against only 13 losses and 117 falls. He's a four-time winner of sectional, regional, and Hoosier Conference tournaments. He's the first four-time state qualifier for his high school and academic all-state as a junior last year and senior.
Okay, I'm hearing myself now. I can hear you, right?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Put it loud and clear.
All right. Are we in Cody or ready to go, I believe? Testing. Can't hear you. No. I can't hear him. I can't hear me. Testing. Can't hear him. Check. Got it.
There we go. Now I can hear you.
Perfect.
Can you hear each other?
There we go.
We don't have to really yell either.
Nope. I don't want to have to yell at you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, son. We are still in the introductions of just introducing the 195-pound weight class. This is Courtney Berry of Merrillville High School, 195-pounder. All-state linebacker for Merrillville High School. He's 32-0.
Apologize that we can only bring you audio for the finals, but that's not up to us. That's brought to you from the IHSAA. They have exclusive rights to the video for the finals. But we do appreciate that the IHSA allows us to bring audio and video for all the other rounds.
And it's been fun. As we opened up last night from 6 to 10, and we've been on the stream since 9 o'clock this morning. Took a little bit of a break after the semifinals. They're going into the WrestleBacks at 5 o'clock. And that got us to this point right now where we're in the introductions at 195. For Fishers will be Sliga, Mitch Sliga, 48-0. He's just a junior. He'll be wrestling Maryville, Courtney, Barry as both wrestlers shake hands, cross the mat. At 220 pounds from local high school, South Bend Clay, Joe Gallegos. He's being escorted by Billy Vail. Assistant coaches Billy Vail and Matt Salas. Matt was a two-time state representative for me at Penn. Joe Gallegos, the 220-pounder, now steps into the line. Head coach is Alan Hartman. He is designated his two assistants, Billy Vail and Matt Salas, to escort Joe. They'll be wrestling Mr. Tyler Crawl.
The second Crown Point wrestler in the finals. And this is a rematch of the semi-state finals from last week at the Maryville semi-state.
He is currently 40-2. And I believe last week it was a 3-1 overtime victory for Joe Gallegos. If you tuned in earlier, we had an interview with Mr. Gallegos, and he feels real good about his chances.
Yep.
To pull out a state championship here. Now the heavyweights.
3-1 overtime was Gallegos and Crawl.
Mr. Abraham Hall is just being introduced. He's one of our finalists. He's from our local area up in South Bend, Mishawaka. He's from Bremen.
Another little fact, at 220, three of the top four were from the Maryville semi-state.
You're probably referring to Galen Robinson.
Yep. Not sure what place he ended up finishing.
Fourth?
Did he? Third. It was third or fourth.
I think he was third.
I didn't. I was busy. Now they're introducing Elkhart Central's Dominique Stauffer. His coach is Chuck Bauer. His only loss was the Saturday after Thanksgiving to Abraham Hall in the ultimate tiebreaker, a 1-0 final.
No, no.
2-1 final. 2-1 final. And my counterpart here is crying tonight on the broadcast. Henry Wolf was the official for that match.
Yes, sir. And I told Dominique and Abraham that it was a pleasure doing the match. And they have mutual respect for each other, I'm sure. As the crowd is on their feet now, as all the champions are being introduced and parading around with their coaches.
We're going to take our headsets off and honor the United States of America with our national anthem.
Members of the team include Color Guard Commander Alberto Ramirez, Battalion Commander Dakota Perel, and Color Guard members Samantha Payton, Valentin Garcia, Chad Mitchell, and Sarah Butler. Tonight's national anthem will be sung by Lance Bates of Indianapolis Arsenal Tech High School.
What a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by Mr. Bates from Indianapolis Tech High School, a student, and the color guard. This misses. I'm telling you, Mr. Hahn, I'm looking around here, and other than this one end down here,
That's closed off.
It's blocked off. We're up to the rafters here, and I'm not real sure. But they said there were 8,800 here last night for a Friday night long session from 6 to 10.
That's pretty good turnout.
And they were anticipating right around 30,000 for the
all sessions,
yeah. And Jeff Colburn has drawn the straw. I didn't realize he was doing the 106-pound match. I thought he said he was on the 220-pound match. We're about ready to go here.
Doing both of them.
He's doing both. Okay.
Nathan Boston, Stephen Misich.
Should be a dandy.
Misich in the powder blue singlet, red ankle bands. Boston, the white singlet with the red letters and stripes and the green ankle bands.
I don't know what it is, but I'm not real sure if Boston's been as dominating as he was last year.
Maybe everybody's getting better.
Yeah, people are getting better. Misich was a light six-pounder, or three-pounder last year. He's kind of grown into the weight.
Misich and 46-0. Boston 44-0.
Misich jumps into a
front down.
Front headlock score. I mean, he attacked that like he would a leg attack.
I'm not sure that Boston's been taken down this year, has he? Was he taken down?
I'm not real sure either. But Misich has got the forearm gathered up, and Boston's just bellied away. And he's in a situation where we may have a stalemate here if there's no action. I know Mr. Colburn will not allow inactivity to prevail.
Misich, one of two wrestlers in the finals for Hanover Central.
Two young men, outstanding records. One a defending state champion. The other one a national champion.
Both of them sophomores.
In age group wrestling. Short sit by Boston. Followed nicely by Misich. Still has the wrist controlled. Got 20 seconds remaining. The front headlock has been utilized so much more over the past few years than it has in, I want to say, the last 15 years for a mode of scoring. And that's how Mr. Misich has scored his first 2 points as time runs out. Here's a flip by Mr. Colburn. goes red. Misich's choice down. So he's got an opportunity to build on that lead. He gets set.
A lot of times you'll see the wrestler, if he's got the lead, he'll defer. But Coach Petrov wants him to work a little bit from bottom, try to get the escape. Maybe use it, excuse me, strategically while he's got a little bit more energy.
Misich took Boston's crossface, squared it into him, got a simple escape as he kind of knew that he was going to go for that crossface breakdown. Now Misich in on double elbow ties. Both men hand fighting. Misich climbing the arm, the right arm of Boston. May hit a two-on-one off it. He hits that single leg to Boston's right leg. Now Boston trying to run a step over into a tilt. Misich drives up into a high single position, cuts across to the far ankle, does not have control yet. Mr. Colburn is holding it. There it is. He concedes it. He bellies out. Now it's 5-0. Stephen Misich over Nathan Boston. High half by Misich. Probably not going to turn with that half. But he's going to burn some time. It's 44 seconds and counting in the second period remaining. Now Boston hits a standing switch. And now he short sits and grabs the head and gets his one-point escape as Misich is forced to release him. 5-1, 20 seconds remain in the second period. Misich has got a deadly single leg to the right leg of Boston. Trying it again. Got an inside-out grip on that right hand of Boston.
Do it for the first two periods. Misich with a 5-1 lead over defending state champion Nathan Boston.
Boston selects down in the third.
Well, I thought going into this, Coach, this was going to be a good match, but I'll have to say Misich has dominated.
Got a caution on Misich entering the top position too soon. There's the start. Misich goes to the far ankle. Now he rotates to the near ankle with a claw on the left arm, or on the left side. Now he gathers the far arm. And he's just kind of really rotating his legs outside, not riding the hips, just keeping good pressure down on Boston. Boston's got a head and a shoulder buried on the mat. Now he takes it out to a bar and goes right back to his claw. Inside leg lift. And really, Boston on a short sit. Misich continues with the claw. Short turn in. And Misich releases him. 1:13 remains. Misich in on an overhook on the arm. He's got a 3-point lead, so he's going to probably wrestle pretty smart here, I would assume. Boston with an ankle pick attempt. Now he's got him down in the front headlock. Misich doing a good job. We got a stalemate call. 52 seconds remain in the bout. Still 5-2. Misich with an elbow tie on the left elbow of Boston. There's Boston with an in-out attempt on a high crotch. Now front headlock by Boston. Misich does a nice job of tying up the elbows. There's a shot by Boston. I guess it's a single leg or a butt drag now as he runs behind. Tries to lock up a cradle and he's got his two. Now Misich, underarm spins out for one. It's still Boston in control, I believe. Is he awarded the one yet, Coach?
I didn't see him.
And that's where it's going to end.
Misich's the winner.
Should be 6-4. As Nathan Boston has just absorbed his
First loss in 2 years.
First loss in 2 years. As Steven Misic is victorious, a sophomore.
Misic was a third place winner last year at the 103 pound weight class, basically the same weight class. All right, we move on to 113. Skyler Phillips from Yorktown, Jared Brooks from Warsaw.
So Hanover Central has just got a champion, and at 120, Nick Petrov, the Hanover Central coach, his young man will be wrestling for a state title. His son, right after this match, Brooks and Phillips. Brooks on a shot. Claims the leg. No takedown yet. Covers the back ankle. He needs to get above that knee, and he does. First two, and a rubber helm blows him out of bounds. And Mr. Brooks has a 2-0 lead. He's going to optional start Phillips. He's going to turn this into a takedown contest. He's going to cut him out. He's going to make him earn it. Keeps his hands, keeps his head on him.
One escape.
Brooks drives his head into the clavicle of Phillips, drives him out, pulls the elbow through. Single leg, right leg of Phillips, elevates it, hooks it, scores it. 4-1, Jared Brooks over Skyler Phillips of Yorktown. What year is Phillips? Is he a junior?
Junior.
So we got a senior versus a junior. 4-1. Jared Brooks really hungry for that elusive title that has escaped him the last 2-3 seasons. Talking with him in the interview, he doesn't feel much pressure. Now he hits a duck and almost got ran over on the duck attempt. He almost over-penetrated, and Phillips was waiting for him and jammed into him. But Jared Brooks reacted really nicely, bounced off those knees, got height, and got out of there. May have earned a little bit of respect for Phillips. Brooks with a 2-on-1. Clears out of there. Throw by a Timber Phillips. Single leg to the right leg. Almost like an outside carry. Takes him across his back, but no back points. 6-2, Jared Brooks with 5 seconds left in the first period.
6-2, Jared Brooks. Ahead of Skyler Phillips from Yorktown. Toss goes to Yorktown's Phillips. To Brooks, I'm sorry.
Boy, old Phillips has got big legs for a 13-pounder, and he's almost 3 or 4 inches taller than Brooks, I believe. But Brooks is put together. He optional starts Phillips. Carries him to his back. He's got the elbow. He's going to try to run this elbow up for back points, I believe. 8-3.
Phillips did a nice job reaching down and clearing the Brooks' hand off of his elbow so he couldn't run that over.
Now he's got a tilt on the backside, got a 1 count, maybe a 2, yes. 2 near fall for Brooks on a cheap tilt on the backside. Now it's 10-3. Brooks with his hands and head on him. 1 point escape for Phillips. Phillips with a left hand on her boot scoop. Boot scoop.
Pretty nice.
Pretty nice technique there by Jared Phillips. Jared Brooks.
Wait for that little boot scoop duck that he does because he's really good at it.
On the release. Both men on their knees now.
1 minute to go in the first or second period.
Yeah. AIA National Champion. 48 seconds remaining.
There's a throw by the Brooks.
Brooks with a duck under a throw by. He's going to take his opponent down the mat. He does so, but it's 14.
Another takedown by Brooks. 14-5, 37 seconds left in the second period.
He's got six takedowns in the near field. And you know Rex what he does when he starts taking a guy down over and over again. The other guy's brain just turns off.
25 seconds remain. Brooks with a back hook on a tilt. Looks like he's going to try to ride him out here.
What was the final score for at 106?
I believe it was 5-1, but no. He got a takedown at the end.
6-3,
yeah. A little confused. No, 6-4, wasn't it? Yeah. Because
yeah,
I don't know if he gave an escape there at the end. But we're back to the 113-pound match, 14-5. 10 seconds remain in the second period. Brooks with a tight waist jam. Now he's going to try to headstand roll over into a tilt. But don't want to be risque here. Situation where you're really dominating. You want to do anything stupid. To where you go to your back and maybe get trapped. Got to stay solid. 14-5 now.
Back up to their feet, fighting for inside position, good control. Brooks continuing to circle right. Circle right until he can control that.
Phillips with a right elbow lead.
Phillips can hit that little fireman's carry. They're on the edge of the mat right now. Brooks on the shot, but they're out. Back to the center.
I think it's a matter of Skylar Phillips getting used to Brooks' speed. He seems to have done a better job as this match has worn on.
Not much coaching you can do at this point. You're going to be 14-5 and obviously going to dominate.
Phillips really has not really been a threat. There's an outside carry again by Jared Brooks.
Pretty dominating here, Coach. Still got a minute and five to go. 16-5.
Technique by Jared Brooks of Warsaw.
There's the escape, giving up at 16-6.
As Mr. Falcons passes by, he's getting the 106 pounders arranged for the podium. 51.8 seconds remaining in this bout. 10-point lead, 16-6 for Jared Brooks of Warsaw over Skylar Phillips of Yorktown. Nice little shrug by. No back point scored. No takedown scored as we go out of bounds.
40 seconds left.
Another throw by attempt. He just can't. Brooks clings to you so well. Nice little throw by that didn't foul it up. Brooks does a nice job of pressuring in, and as soon as you pressure back, he's gone. Drives him to the out of bounds. 20 seconds remain. And there's the takedown for Brooks. Put an exclamation mark on it with a nice little. Eighteen to six. As the referee raises Jared Brooks. He got a state title.
They're going to turn the spotlight to the podium, where they're going to give the awards for the top eight placers at the 106-pound weight class.
Nathan Dean from Jimtown, Janice Clinton
Collins from Mirabel. Well, they better hustle up because the HSA is interviewing Victor Bush, Mr. Michik.
Many members are assisted this evening by members of the IHSA Student Advisory Committee, Isaac Gilkey of Evansville North, and Matt Norton of Mooresville. Presenting our 8th place winners at 106 pounds. In 8th place from Castle High School, Jacob Brown.
Brown from Castle in 8.
Seventh place goes to Perry Meridian's Jacob Cotty.
Cotty from Perry Meridian is 7th.
Not a good one.
Finishing 6th is Penn High School, Zachary Davis.
Zach Davis from Penn is 6th.
5th place this year goes to New Palestine's Tommy Cash.
New Pal's Tommy Cash in 5th.
This year from South Adams High School, Sawyer Miller.
Sawyer Miller from South Adams is 4th.
Campbell
played
2nd at 119 last year.
3rd place at 106 is Garrett High School's Hayden Lee.
Hayden Lee from Garrett High School, your 3rd place finisher at 106.
State runner up at 106 pounds this year, Lawrence North High School's Nathan Boston.
Lawrence North's Nathan Boston, 2nd, and Stephen Masich.
And the top of the heat for the little guys
from Hanover Central is your champion.
Hanover Central, who tonight completed his sophomore season 47-0, and a state champion at 106 pounds. Congratulations to Stevin.
All right, we are moving on to 120 pounds. Senior 46-0, Paul Petroff from Hanover Central. Brendan Campbell.
Congratulations to you, gentlemen.
His record is 53-2. He's a senior from Newcastle. This ought to be a good one, Coach.
This ought to be a dandy. Campbell is going to go to the Naval Academy.
Yep.
I'm not real sure where Petroff will be going. They're both seniors. Got a brother that wrestles at Southern Illinois. That's, I believe he's redshirting this year. Campbell and Petroff both on their knees. Now Petroff comes off his knees. He's got headgear issues. Referee Keith Mumaw, he is being assisted by Mr. Jim Russell.
From Swamp People.
Better known as Avon. No. He's from originally wrestled in Danville. I believe his address is listed in Avon. He's our state rule interpreter along with Tom Clark. There's a boot scoot duck attempt by Paul Petroff. Front headlocked out by Brendan Campbell. Now Campbell with the front headlock. And Petroff clears out of there. Really nice physical with
and
the front.
As soon as Campbell came up, he was right back in.
Now he's got an underhook, not really a front headlock. Campbell trying to control the elbow. Both wrestlers real physical and pounding the head down into fronts. Stand fairly low. Misich doesn't drop to the knees too often. About the only time he drops to the knees when he wants to match your level if you're on your knees. Campbell with double underhooks down on the mat.
Petroff still trying to drive forward and gain a leg.
Each wrestler having difficulty penetrating the hands and shoulders of the other.
0-0 at the end of one.
Slip goes to Campbell. He's going to go down. Can you imagine the nerves his father has watching him? He's not even in the chair. He's down on both knees. Of course, there's a standing switch by Brendan Campbell. And immediately, Petrov switches out.
2-1.
That happened in the blink of an eye. So it's going to be scored. A two-point reversal for Campbell. A one-point escape for Petrov. Petrov in front. Pounds him down. Runs behind. Runs him over. He's going to have to get the legs in, and he does. He's got two. He's got it hooked in. Now it's 3-2. And we've got potentially dangerous. Hold on the arm.
3-2 for Petrov.
Absolutely.
1:26 left in the second period. A lot of action in the first 34 seconds of the second period when there wasn't a whole lot in the first period.
You know, that's one difficulty Campbell has, wrestling from his knees. You get snapped down. The offensive man can run. There's a nice lift and return. Maybe took something out of Brendan Campbell at that point. So Petrov with a 3-2 lead. There's a far ankle, far knee, and countered nicely by... Oh, boy. We got a scramble. It's still Petrov in control. It's still Petrov in control.
Out of bounds. Campbell that was.
And they're with a hip toss out of bounds by Petrov.
Campbell is lucky.
And
out of bounds.
Yeah.
I think Peckinpah's wanting a one-point escape for that.
A loss of control.
But to no avail, 1:02 left in the second period.
That was a high leg over on a switch attempt, and both men performed about the same skill. And then it came to the feed, and basically it was a hip toss by Petrov. Petrov with a spiral. He's running into trouble here. He rolled across his back. Now Brendan Campbell's got a two-point reversal. That makes it score 4-3. Campbell.
Petrov
now Petrov switches. Goes rear crotch. He hooks that ankle. He's going to get something here. Step over the leg and he's got a score, but he's still going for the... Now he's got it hooked for a two-point reversal. It's 5-4. Petrov. This is trouble. Brendan Campbell got a cradle locked up. There's a change in control. That makes it 6-5. Campbell in control. No back points. I don't think he got a count, did he? Or did he? He got three. Near fall for Campbell. And Petrov is going to the bench. Did he give the count before he changed the control is the question, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he gave a change in control.
He did not. He didn't signal it.
Yeah, he didn't signal it, but he was counting.
So we've got 2.4 seconds left. Petrov finds himself down 9-5 in the second period.
Wow, that three-point near fall is going to stand. There's a grandy roll by Petrov, and he's out in a shot.
Wow.
He's out in a shot.
2.4 seconds. Grandy roll turns faces and gets an escape. That was huge right there. Now he's just down by three.
Petrov is not out of this match. We're past the four-minute mark. We'll see if the conditioning kicks in.
Campbell clamps down on that near leg as Petrov stands up.
Here comes the switch action again if he goes rear crotch, especially if he goes with a single leg. Now he's got a leg in, Brendan Campbell does. Oh, boy. Campbell lost control, and there's a two-point reversal by Petrov, 9-8. Petrov got an arm bound up. It's 9-8, Campbell. 1:26 remains. He's got the arms bundled. He's going to give him one for a 10-8 score. He's going to take him down, an attempt to take him down. There's a boot scoop knuckle out of bounds. A lot of booze on that call.
But
it was correct.
That was the right call. He was out of bounds before he got around.
Absolutely correct call. Brendan Campbell. I wonder if he's thinking deja vu.
There's a
fouling
warning.
Failure to get to the mark. Good call by Keith Mumaugh. Petrov forcing the issue. 1:12 remains. Boot scoop double. 10-10.
Now he's attempting a near side cradle. Bringing that leg around. Got that ankle hook. Potentially dangerous to call.
I think he's going to give him one. He's going to give him one. Petrov, get to the mark. Petrov's got to get to the mark. One. Here's a... Clark, Jimmy. Oh, there it goes. There's a high crotch, single leg. He comes out the back door hard. Uh-oh, we got potentially dangerous here. He better stop that. Yes, sir, he does. He had a back bowling.
Got a two-point takedown. Two-point near fall.
Petrov coming back. The score should be.
Phillips is taking injury time. Or Campbell, I mean. Sorry, Campbell.
Yeah, Campbell. Got a 12-11 match.
No, 14-11. He
should be, yeah. Prior to the potentially dangerous hold, in which he had Campbell upside down.
Upstairs here, up on the big screen.
Oh, he's getting a count. Abbreviated version. You know, I'm amazed at how. Approaching 1:10 in injury time. Now 1:15. And injury time has stopped. He's exhausted 1 minute and 28 seconds.
18
seconds.
41 left in the match. 38 left in the match.
Three-point lead by Paul Petrov. There's an arm chop, and it doesn't look like Phillips or Brendan Campbell's going to move much under there. In wrestling terms, it looks like he might be broke. Yeah, he's not. The injury he sustained is really. Paul Petrov has done everything to earn the victory here. Boy, he's got that arm bound up. And that's where it's going to end. Hanover Central has their second state champion in three weight classes. The first three weight classes. What an outstanding display of wrestling by Paul Petrov. And Stephen Mischick. Mischick.
There's a state champion, folks.
That was well worth the trip down here for that match, wasn't it, Coach?
That was worth the price of admission.
All right. Now we've got Perry Meridian, their wrestler.
You know, it's so fitting.
For Cody LeCount, 46-0. Kyle Ayersman, 51-0 senior, a defending two-time state champion.
Troy, if we can regress a little bit, it's so fitting for Hanover Central. They lost their assistant coach, John Willems, December 27th. Happened to be down in Lafayette. And still, there was no quit in Nick Petrov, their head coach. Always optimistic, and it was a tremendous blow for that program to lose John. But I'm sure John's down there smiling at him.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, he's up there smiling at him. He's got two state champions for him. And a whole lot more going for him in the near future. They got a young club. They got a 106-pounder in the room that's behind Michik that will start at any other place. And if Michik moves up next year, he'll fill right in. I believe he's going to be a senior. Mr. Brooks is going to be getting his state champion placard and medal.
And from second place last year to the top of the heap this time, nothing could stop your state champion at 113 pounds, Warsaw senior, Jared Brooks.
Jared Brooks, your 113-pound state champion. Once again, Cody LeCount from Perry Meridian. Lake Central's Kyle Ayersman at 126.
Here we go.
Jim Russell, the official. Jim Leadbetter, the assistant.
Ayersman trying to force a carry. LeCount on the front. He's got that arm all across the neck. We go out of bounds. We get a fresh start. Jim Russell on the call. Ayersman pawing the head. Pulling the count. LeCount, a very seasoned wrestler. There's a butt drag attempt by Ayersman as LeCount hangs onto his elbow.
He had the opportunity earlier to interview Kyle Ayersman, and obviously when I went and recruited him to come up here, it's the third year in a row we got to interview him for a state title. Pretty amazing, isn't it, Coach?
He's getting some air time. Third place finisher his freshman year, and then state champion, state champion. Plans on wrestling 125 next year at Purdue. And he does not plan on redshirting, but sometimes those plans change depending on the team needs. All these guys are very good. There's a counter shot by Ayersman. He's in deep on a single.
He's got
it cleaned up. LeCount knows exactly where he's going. Good defense by LeCount. LeCount has done this numerous times as I can recall. Nick Truman in the semifinals.
Yep.
Had a similar situation. Ayersman a little disappointed in himself. He didn't finish that. This is what your medal's made of here. When things don't go right for you.
Well, if you remember right, last year, Ayersman was down by 3 points with 30 seconds to go, came back, tied it up, got two takedowns, cut him, took him down right before time expired, and then won in overtime.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
He's no stranger to close matches. As I was talking to him before he came up and talked to you, Coach, I think his biggest test so far, I asked him who it was. He said, well, he had a good match with Chandler Carroll in the semifinals.
Yeah, he did show some respect there.
But he told me his toughest match this year was at the finals at the Al Smith with Nick Kroom.
5-2. Was that
6-2, I think? Minute 30, second period, 0-0 is the score. LeCount to his feet. Now Ayersman drops down to a single, reaches over and grabs that far leg. Now he's up to his feet, trying to trip him back down to the mat.
He's not going to wrench him. He did. Wrenched him out of bounds. Or head looped him out of bounds. LeCount uses the edge of the mat fairly well and knows where he's at.
Pretty safe to do that move right there on the edge of the mat.
Good mat awareness.
Halfway through the second stanza here at 126-pound weight class.
LeCount with hand control gets his one-point escape. No warning for stalling on Ayersman has been issued. He's still in control. Jim Russell warned Ayersman for failure to return your opponent to the mat once he stands. Did not give an escape there, although it appeared.
Ayersman was right back in on that low single.
No reaction time, hardly. Now Ayersman taking advantage of an arm bar, rear crotch.
Is that yours?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Ayersman very confident in his top wrestling as in the quarterfinal match this morning had a similar situation. It was 0-0. His opponent took down in the second period and Kyle Ayersman proceeded to ride him out the entire time.
We're down to 10 seconds to go in the second period. And
out of bounds. Sporting point, both wrestlers out. 6 seconds remain. Second period.
Spiral ride.
Now a switch. Ayersman barely hanging on. Wow.
Well, the only thing that Ayersman lost in that was he's got a stall warning on it, but now he's going to take the defensive position to start the third period.
I don't think that's going to be an issue, to be honest with you. LeCount on the spiral. Ayersman building up, trying to secure hand control. He's going to release him. He does. Now he's got to press the issue. Because Kyle Ayersman does have a warning for stalling. But if I know Ayersman, he's going to keep the pressure on. He's going to attempt to score. There's that dresser dump attempt that he scored some big points in. There's a short carry attempt by LeCount. He scored on that dresser dump, a front headlock, and then reached through and picked the knee with your head above the stalemate.
113.
LeCount moves forward. Shrug attempt by LeCount. There's a single leg attempt by Ayersman. He sucks that leg in. Steps over the leg. Hooks it. Now can he convert? LeCount does a nice job of controlling the off wrist as Ayersman uses good head pressure to dump him down. LeCount, for a sophomore, he's got a lot of savvy, doesn't he?
He sure does.
I mean, he knows exactly how to counter that low single stuff. No score here.
Crowd's wanting a two-point takedown, but there's no control there.
No control. A nice job of counter wrestling by. He's still in this match big time. Cody LeCount, real deal sophomore. Front headlock by Ayersman. Watch him try to knee tap. Double underhooks. Almost a lateral drop. Wow. I mean, this kid is really the real deal. Ayersman keeping his ground, making a circle. Now there's a body lock by Ayersman, a side headlock. He's going to try to Merkel him. Nice job of staying in there and fighting by Kyle Ayersman. Nice job of staying in there and fighting. If he would have left the mat, he would have been dinged for either fleeing or stalling. I really feel it. So Kyle Ayersman is your champion, 1-0 over Cody LeCount, his third state title. What a veteran. As they award the contestants for the 120-pound weight class.
Sixth place, Jeffersonville.
We'll get ready here for the 32-pound weight class. They're interviewing Paul Petroff, who had an exciting 14-11, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Match with Brendan Campbell of Newcastle High School. Cody LeCount certainly has nothing to be ashamed of.
No, not at all.
He really wrestled. Here's a man as tough as anybody I could.
They called him Mr. Price of Admission. Paul Petroff.
He showed us a little bit of everything, didn't he? Explosive granny rolls, single legs, snap downs, you name it.
Congratulations.
All right, at the 132-pound weight class, senior Todd Batt from South Adams, 45-2. He's wrestling 45-7, senior from Perry Meridian, Jared McKinley.
From South Adams High School, Todd Batt.
Good job, Coach. Coach Smith from Warsaw High School just walking by. Jim Ledbetter, the official. Jim Hoover, the assistant.
Go, Matt.
2-on-1 by McKinley. Drops down to a sink. Double, but they go out of bounds. .130 left in the first period. McKinley likes that 2-on-1. Batch post in the head. McKinley's just trying to suck that Russian tie up. Now he's got a headlock. Had a headlock locked up for a second. He has got a deadly headlock. Bat did a nice job getting out of that. Takedown, 2-point takedown for McKinley. Bat to his feet. And out of bounds. 53 seconds left. First period, 2-0 lead for McKinley. As we said earlier, Bat, first wrestler for South Adams to have an opportunity to win a state title. Correct, Coach?
Yeah, I believe it.
Was the first state finalist? Or state placer?
I'm not real sure if it's first state placer. I think South Adams may have. There's a body lock by McKinley. He's got him up tight, but back showing great balance.
That's about two-thirds of a head taller than McKinley, and he was able to get his feet on the mat.
McKinley in that series had a body lock, and Bat a bear hug, if you will. That's the president's mind. I mean, they went out of bounds. That stopped the action. Now bat with an inside switch. McGinley high shouldering in on him, going to a head lever. Takes the wrist back, controls the wrist. 15 seconds remaining.
Now McKinley's got a wing in. Bat trying to come to his feet.
Good
McKinley
pressure
drives
by McKinley.
Him forward. Gets him flat on the mat. Still has that wing in on the left side. And that's going to do it for the first period. Jared McKinley, 2-0 lead over Todd Batt.
Did Batt beat Malloy early?
No.
Oh, Blanton beat
Blanton
Malloy.
Blanton beat actually. Malloy, and then Batt beat Blanton.
Yeah. So, to win the state, you don't have to beat everybody. Just beat the ones that are in your way.
Beat the right ones at the right time.
At the right time. McKinley underneath hits a tripod stand up. Batt doing a good job of hanging on that because McKinley kicks out for one. Nice job of constant moving by McKinley. He earned that escape.
1:46 left in the second period.
This bat
McKinley's got a 3-0 lead.
That's like a leech. Side headlock by Batt. McKinley kind of
lost it.
You can't headlock the headlocker. Usually guys that throw headlocks are very good at countering headlocks. And that's where McKinley is he's got a 5-0 lead now. As he caught Batt as he tried to headlock him and ran him down.
Kind of just shrugged that headlock off and went behind
Batt him.
Batt said, dumped him over.
McKinley with an arm bar in a backside half. He may end up jumping over there. And now he may get a, oh boy. The wing on the backside kind of went, he went out of bounds.
They were out of bounds. That was a good call. Unlike everybody here that paid their $20 to get in today, don't agree with it. But got to look at it from an official standpoint.
Jim Ledbetter sets him.
And the rule standpoint tripod. Too, Coach.
Yep. One point escape for Batt as he secured the hand control and cut away. McGinley, very strong.
Batt's really coming after him, isn't he? He hasn't let up.
He's picked up the pace.
50 seconds, second period, 5-1 lead. McKinley over Batt.
Boot scoot attempt. McKinley sits there waiting for him. There's a nice drive double. Drags his toes, secures the takedown.
7-1, 38 seconds left.
What year is Batt? He a senior? I don't think he is. I thought he was a junior.
Yeah, they're both seniors.
Okay. So we get a fresh restart. That means that top dog Tommy Forte, who finished third at this weight. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe he was third.
Yeah.
Freshman should be a
Mishawaka.
Should be a state title contender next year. Even if he goes up a weight class. If he continues to develop, that's the key. McKinley with a spiral ride. Batt trying to tripod up. We've got 3 seconds remaining before we go into the third period. And that's it. 7-1. Jared McKinley.
2 periods in, 1 to go at 132.
Batt's choice. He goes neutral.
Well, he's just about to the point where he's got to go big. Down by 6 points. Minute 50 to go.
You know, I'm surprised. I see McKinley kind of readjusting that. Oh, nice. On a front headlock, McKinley kind of scoops him in underneath you and then runs a corner. Threw a leg in as he does that off a front headlock.
9-1, 1:30 to go.
McKinley with a spiral breakdown. Well, like Jared Brooks said, a lot of these kids are Division I, Division II technically.
Escape for bat, 9-2-105.
There's a shot by bat from way out. McKinley catches him and fronts him.
57 seconds left in the third period. 132.
McKinley with that two-on-one takes a baseball grip and bat really pokes in his head. Now McKinley gets in his face and drives him out of bounds.
126 pounders heading for the podium. And there's your state champ, three-time state champion, Kyle Ayersman. Kind of neat watching Kyle Ayersman here on a Saturday night getting his third state title. And two Sundays ago, I was refereeing at Crown Point at a kids' tournament, and he's in the corner coaching.
Boot scoot attempt, a bat. 9-2. McKinley with a front headlock. I don't know if he's got an arm encircled in there. Time running down. That's where it's going to end, 9-2. Jared McKinley. Warning for stalling, and that'll be it. Your champion, two-time state champion, Jared McKinley. Rips off his headgear. Tosses in the air.
Let's go to the presentation of honors now at 126 pounds.
Keeping former state champ Paul Bechtel updated on the...
Oh, really?
Where's text message?
Where's Paul at, back home?
He said he's on the road, so
okay.
I'm not sure.
Seventh place goes to Bloomington South's Devin Brokaw. Now finishing sixth this year from Portage High School, Leon Torres.
So Perry with their first state champion this year. They'll be in that team state championships next weekend. I would say they're heavily favored. As we move on to the 138-pound weight class, they're interviewing Kyle Ayersman, a three-time state king.
Pretty impressive, huh, Coach? A third and, two, and three for
very impressive. State runner-up Cody LeCount at 126. Nick Kroom for the Jimtown Jimmies. Would he end up third?
Kroom, yep.
So Nick Kroom's got two-thirds to his credit.
State wrestling championships about 80 years ago, the early 1930s. Prior to tonight, only 25 wrestlers in the tournament's history had won three state championships. Tonight, that count grows by one. A 112-pound champion 2 years ago, 119-pound champion last year. He finishes his senior season 52-0, his high school career 193-2.
Wow.
Good luck wrestling for the Boilermakers because you put your stamp on Indiana high school wrestling history. Congratulations, Lake Central's Kyle Ayersman.
193-2 in high school.
Wow. Phenomenal.
And congratulations to all the 126ers. 138's on the mat right now. One,
his
three,
dad
three,
and
Central,
uncle both wrestled for Lake Central. Yeah.
All right. At 138, Josh Farrell, 39-3, junior. Devin Jackson, 51-0, senior for Yorktown. Farrell from Greenfield Central, Yorktown's Devin Jackson.
Jackson
Another shot attempt by Jackson. Down block, nice, both of them by Farrell.
Jackson's got that
pick.
Nice
sucks
single.
Him in and gets a two-point takedown. Now he's running free. All right, minute 30 to go. 2-1 lead, Jackson over Farrell.
Farrell in on a high crotch. Trying to elevate it is Jackson's cutting the corner on him. Got an ankle stopped.
He was in deep, and Jackson just did a nice job getting around. Now Jackson's got that switch to a single leg and dumped him down. 4-1, Jackson over Farrell. 45 to go in the first period.
Spiral by Jackson. We go out of bounds. Get a fresh start.
31 seconds left in the first.
I believe Josh has got a score here. Get back in this match. There's a jump by Jackson.
Oh, on Farrell.
Farrell. Like a pretty quick movement there, too. Okay. Jackson with a wing. He's got Farrell flat. Running a tough wing series. Now he's got him in the back. He ran that wing mercilessly.
Time's out. 7-1 at the end of the first.
I believe Jackson is in the top 10 intermat wrestling in the nation. Did you ever get
confirmation on that where he was ranked?
Because I believe he placed high at Flow Nationals 1 year. There's another high crotch attempt by Farrell. Down block nicely by Jackson, and
Jackson
got some
long arms and just reaches out there and snatches that single leg and pulled him right down. 1:35 left in the second, 9-1 lead for Jackson. Jackson goes ahead and cuts him when Farrell gets to his feet. Farrell down 9-2, but still moving forward, still working.
Jackson stayed clear, not wanting to tie up.
They say where Jackson's going to go to school?
I thought Purdue.
Yep, you're right. That's where it was. I couldn't remember.
Farrell circling left. Jackson now making contact.
There's another nice high crotch lead. Jackson's really altered his style from last year. He's more in and out, John Smith style of wrestling. Hit from out.
Farrell did a nice job stopping that.
Yes, he did.
By Jackson. 30 seconds left in the second. Single leg by Jackson, trying to switch off. Farrell did a nice job. There's another high crotch attempt, but Farrell did a nice job getting his foot back to the mat.
Just trying to. No quitting, Josh Farrell. He's going to take neutral in the third. He trails by seven. shot from out.
That was a long way out to reach for that single.
Yep. You got those long arms, like I said earlier. 1 point for
technical
Flea.
Violation.
Technical violation.
Flea in the mat. I guess one's better than two, isn't it? 10-2 lead. Minute 40 to go. Farrell was a state placer his freshman year at 3 and last year at 19, and so now he's at 138. He's grown quite a bit.
Got about minute 17 left. Another single leg, head inside elevation by Jackson. Farrell, cut the corner. Devin Jackson doing a nice job of getting the hips down. Stopping all motion. We're going to get a stalemate here probably. With a little less than a minute left.
Two is the score. Devin Jackson of Yorktown has the lead. Jackson, high crotch. Another shot by Jackson. Farrell backs off. Another high crotch by Jackson. Farrell backs off. On the edge of the mat, it's Farrell on the shot. And they're out of bounds to go back to the center. Jackson's making those shots.
Who's the head coach for Greenfield Central?
I'm not really sure. I think he's been there a while. Seconds left. Jackson with a left-handed collar tie. Josh Farrell clears it. 22 left.
Shot by Farrell.
Double block by Jackson. There's an elbow lead. And Jackson finally makes a shot. Cracks him down for two. And it's going to end up with a major decision. 12-2 for your state champion, Devin Jackson of Yorktown. Devin Jackson, not too excited. One of the calmer moments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to presentation.
I think the expectations were there.
132.
We watched him win the semi-state last week pretty easily.
Finishing 8 this year, 132 from Ben Davis High School, Levi Moss. Seventh place goes to Fort Wayne Snyder's Jared Wilson.
Well, we're moving. We're going to be moving here after the awards. As they're interviewing Jared McKinley, 132-pound state champion, we're going to be moving to 145.
Mishawaka's lone state placer, a freshman.
Tom 14, 32.
And finishing a tremendous senior season and a tremendous high school wrestling career. 48-1 this year, 204 career wins. A champion last year at 125, is a champion this year at 132. Congratulations to Perry Meridian's Jared McKinley.
All right, at 145 pounds, 35-3 senior from Indianapolis Cathedral, Vincent Cassaro, and from Crown Point.
From
Three-time defending state champion senior, 41-0, Jason Sertzis.
And getting for his fourth state title for Crown Point High School senior.
You know, how much pressure does being undefeated, three-time state champion, expected to win, hasn't been scored on since his offensive points scored on him since his freshman year. How much pressure does that put on an 18-year-old kid?
I don't think he's feeling any pressure. He's going on having fun. Yeah, all he has to do is go out and do it. He's got the skill. He's got the know-how. He's got the technology.
The $6 million man. Sounds like you were
driving. And I don't think Casaro is going to back down. There's a high crotch, double leg. Yeah, he's got Casaro trying to get off the flee the hole. Searches back, kicks him. Secures the takeoff, right too. The referee is Pablo Maldonado, assisted by Tom Clark. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get his Turk. He may cut him and try to take him down again. Search is trying to stop the ankle. Casaro, tripods up. We go out of bounds, get a fresh start. 26 seconds left. Searches takes a glance at the clock. See how much time he's got to maybe turn him. He's already got a leg in. He's already dug his left leg in.
He is amazing what he can do with his feet and his legs. Digging that wing in. 2-0 lead for Sertus. Casaro, he defers the toss. Sertus is going to take the defensive wrestling position.
You know, that's Timmy Wright's dad right here.
What's that?
Gentleman standing up. He's a National Division II champion from a little after my era. There's a short set by Sertus. He gets his escape. 3-0.
Casaro didn't do a whole lot to hold on to him. I don't think it mattered, but.
Sertz is leading by three.
Stall warning for Casaro. Which gets approved. Nice little duck by Sertz. 2-point takedown. Cuts him again, runs him out of bounds. One escape.
5-1. There's a shot by Casaro. Almost. Sertus reacted real well on that. Ran out of there.
Little duck attempt. Reshot by Sertus. Takedown.
Immediately
reset. Right away. 57 seconds left. 7-2 lead for Sertus.
7-2 Sertus lead.
Snap down. Takedown. Sertus cuts him. 9-3. Single leg. By Sertus.
Split attempt by Casaro. Concedes it. 9-11-3. 11-4 on the escape. I think Marlon blew him back to the center because he didn't want to chase him anymore. Because Sertus was completely inbounds. There's a nice fireman's lead into a high crotch. 13-4.
Man, he is in and got you down and around in the blink of an eye, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just a machine. Here's a kid that can compete with junior world candidates, which is 19 and 20-year-olds, at an international level.
13-4 going into the third period. Pissarro looks at the coach with a bit of a confused look on his face. What do I do here, coach? I'm going neutral. So. Shot attempt by Surtsis. Another shot attempt by Surtsis. Another shot by Surtsis.
Casale really controlling that overhook pretty well on the front quarter. This is about the only threat he's made this whole match. And it looks like we're going to go out of bounds.
1:26 left.
Oh,
backing up.
Got Crawford backing out of the circle, huh?
Another point for Surtsis.
Here comes the boot scoop.
How'd you know, coach?
I can tell by the way he's tying the elbow. Huh. 17-18-5, 18-6, 12-point deficit.
45 to go.
Arm snap by Surtsis, single leg attempt.
Dives between the legs, comes out the back for a takedown. Wow.
He wants that technical fall, I believe.
20-7, 31 seconds left.
And it's set up for right now. Side headlock attempt by Casaro. Single leg around the corner for his four state titles.
And it's a standing ovation at the field house.
Jason Surtsis is getting a standing ovation.
Unbelievable.
Let's go now to presentation of awards at 138 pounds. 1-3-8. Finishing eighth this year from East Normal High School, Lucas Reagan.
What a dominating performance by Jason Surtsis. I believe he's going to talk to Tyler Crow.
He's going to go start coaching now.
He was going to walk over there and got intercepted by somebody. I believe Alex is down there. That's who he's going to do, his brother Alex. Another four-timer. Eight state titles between the two of them.
They got a seven-year-old little cousin coming up, too. I see him wrestle at the Crown Point Folk Style Tournament a couple weeks ago. Unbelievable.
And our champion this year is a young man who's gotten oh so close to the top of that podium in the past. This is his third time wrestling in the state championship match. His first state championship, 52-0. Congratulations to Devin Jackson. Congratulations,
champion. Tom Clark, your official for this. 152.
Pits two juniors, 35 and 5. Luke Creech from Franklin Community. and Muncie Southside Junior 43-0, Isaiah Bradley.
Bradley with an elbow tie, shrugs it through. 39 seconds remain in the first period. Your referee is Tom Clark, assisted by Jeff McLean. Front headlock by Kreitch. He brings Bradley down. Bradley known for an underhook and a far knee pick, far ankle pick. He hasn't really attempted that maneuver. There's a duck under attempt by Bradley. Now a front headlock by Kreitch. He's going to bang him down to immobilize him as Bradley rebounds back up to his feet. And period comes to a conclusion. 0-0, Isaiah Bradley in the red singlet. In the silver and blue stripes in front from Franklin Community. Mr. Kreitch. There's a start. Bradley goes right into a spiral crab ride. Back roll out by Kreitch for one. 1-0. Kreitch has had an outstanding tournament. There's a shot by Kreitch, a drag by Isaiah Bradley. Underhook. There's that underhook to a far knee pick attempt to no avail by Isaiah Bradley. As we back out of bounds, get a fresh start. Bradley with a couple head taps. Kreitch with a low single. Bradley crotch locks him. Tries to work for the stalemate, it looks like. Keeps him on the mat with the crotch lock. Tom Clark will not allow this to go on too much longer. Stalemate. Get a fresh start. Bradley dropping on knee. They'll try to shoot from that position with no tie-ups. Elbow lead by Bradley. Shot by Kreitch, and then there was an arm lift out of bounds by Bradley as a counter. Nice foot sweep by Bradley. He runs behind, creates a scramble. And Kreitch, Bradley chest locks him through. And what a remarkable job by Isaiah Bradley. Nice job by our official Tom Clark holding his call. An inexperienced official probably would have given two there. Nice job of counter wrestling by both men. Isaiah Bradley had a good thing going. couldn't nail down a point, so he did a spin behind as he off balance cries with a foot sweep. One-nothing Crouch. She may try to ride Bradley. I think if Bradley has a weak part of his game, it might be his underneath wrestling, but it all depends on how strong Crouch is on top. He looks like he's trying to force a leg in, and he may get in a little bit of trouble here as he's got the legs in, trying to pound through a power half. And again, I don't think Mr. Clark's going to allow this to go too much longer. If he sees a little progress being made, he may, but right now it's a moot point. He calls it potentially dangerous and we'll have a fresh restart.
He was really cranking on that shoulder.
So Bradley will get a fresh start. His coach is urging for him to move on the whistle, I believe.
1:10 to go, third period.
Mr. Hospin a little quiet over there. Him and his son, Jesse, standing by Bradley. Now Bradley's going to try to front headlock and step over. He rolls him out, but quite tough on that leg. Bradley trying to elevate Crouch over the top and hip out on him and get to neutrality for the one-point tie.
Well, Crouch did a nice job pulling Bradley up and getting his knees up underneath of him.
Now Bradley with a crotch lock. He may try to hook an ankle and come up for a reversal. He's got 37 seconds, plenty of time. Now he's got an arch. Bradley in pretty good position here. He's got the foot hook and got the two-point reversal. So Isaiah Bradley has just opened up a 2-1 lead. Immediately goes to a leg hook. He's got a forearm. Loses the forearm. Crouch hits a short sit.
11.8.
Bradley.
In the third period for Crouch to come out.
Takes him out of bounds. Crouch has got to score an escape here to tie this thing. Bradley with a crab ride. Crouch trying to crowd over him. Bradley still in control. Real good scrambler. Bradley follows up and he's a champion. Isaiah Bradley knew exactly what he had to do to win. A junior, only a junior. His first state title. Are they both from juniors? Isaiah Bradley, Tony Abbott, his head coach. First state champion since his head coach.
Attention to the awards area for presentation of honors at 145 pounds.
At 145, they're announcing the 145 pound weight class placers and interviewing four-time state champion Jason Searches.
Sir just looks a little subdued, right?
Franklin County's Nolan Feller. Finishing sixth this year from Hamilton Southeastern, John Tatum. Fifth place goes to Hanover Central's Charlie Mavros.
Member
of the royal family up on the top of the award stand.
The royal family. Jason Searches again with another standing ovation. Awesome. little tear in his eye, I think, because he's realizing his high school career is over. But what a way to go out, huh? With a leg cleaned up, single leg. Now dumps him to his rear end. And he scores his 2-point takedowns. Chuck Barnett fires up the two. Held his call.
46-0 senior Brian Harvey, Indianapolis Cathedral wrestling. Connor Robinson from New Palestine, a 39-8 senior. Harvey cuts him, 2-1.
Harvey with another single leg to the right leg of Robinson, dumps him down for 2-4-1. Releases him, 4-2. Harvey shot to the single leg to the other leg.
Had that arm over the hip, both hands bearing weight on the mat. Barnett fires up to 2. 6-2. Harvey cuts him again. 6-3, 1-11.
Front headlock by Robinson with an underhook. Now he's got a deep arm front headlock, which you don't see a whole lot of. We go out of bounds, fresh start, 6-3. Robinson from New Palestine. Front headlock again on Harvey. Harvey trying to pull the elbow. We got blood? Yeah, I believe we do have blood on Harvey. I think he had some problems with it earlier in the tournament. Yeah, it's a nose. So he's into his 5-minute accumulative blood time. It will stop when they stop the bleeding and control it. The referee is Chuck Barnett. He's being assisted by a fellow Valparaisian. How would you say that, Valparaisian?
Can you say that on the air?
I guess. fellow Valparaiso resident, Tom Lambert.
I like that, Valparaisian.
Okay, we've got...
That's either where they live or what they were diagnosed with at the doctor.
We've got a fresh start, 6-3. Ryan Harvey from Cathedral in the lead. Got a right hand in front head, or underhook. Hits that backside single. dumps him down, doesn't have his two yet, cuts through the double, chest lock by, or a crotch lock by Robinson, trying to roll him through. We're out of bounds, no score. Still have blood, I believe. I'm going to go and tend to it. Well, we got a break in the action. I believe I'm going to turn it over to you, Troy.
All right, we've got a 6-3 score. Blood time, just a blood cleanup. All right, we've got the blood control. Blood controlled. We're back in action. 20 seconds left, first period. Harvey in on another shot. Single leg. Trying to be neck wrenched by Robinson, but to no avail. 2-point takedown. 8 seconds left in the first period. 8-3. And that will do it for the end of the period. So, Harvey in a commanding lead. Harvey down. Robinson grabbing a far ankle. Harvey to his feet. Crotch lift by Robinson back to the mat, and they're out of bounds. .143 left. Barnett sets him. Clean start. Robinson up to an Harvey up to his feet. Robinson to a leg, lifts it up. Foot sweeps him back down, trips him down to the mat. They're out of bounds again. 1:32 left. Harvey to his feet, standing switch from their feet. He gets a reversal. He was behind him. Set out by Robinson. Harvey back to the leg. They go out of bounds. .10-3 with 1:16 left in the period. Robinson trying to switch. Harvey with a nice tight waist. Granby through for an escape. 10-4. 1 minute left. Again, we're at the 160-pound weight class. 2-on-1 arm tie by Robinson. 38 seconds, they go out of bounds. Robinson on a front headlock. Harvey still on his feet, arm posted on the mat. Now he's down to his knee, near the out of bounds. 20 seconds left. We're still neutral.
Final
Harvey getting a little nose plug action, stuffed up his nose by the coach on the way back to the center. 20 seconds to go, second period. Ten-4 your score after two periods.
Robinson reminded all the whistles of Wednesday championships down tonight that you're going to be asked to gather on the mat after the conclusion of festivities this evening for a group photograph. All individual state champions as to stay in uniform.
Switch attempt by Robinson up to his seat. Single leg by Harvey. Jacked way up. Working for that foot sweep. Down to a hip. Harvey covers. Out of bounds. Good luck, coach. Yeah, sure. .133 left in the third period, left in the match. Caution on Robinson. A roll through caught by Harvey. Got a 2-point near fall. So he extends his lead with 1:15 to go in the match to 12-4. They take the cap when you buy bottled water here.
That's the problem when you get to this level.
At least some of them are super exciting.
Casal. Oh, no, that's lost between the thought. Robinson and
Singlets look similar. Seconds to go at the 160-pound weight class. Brian Harvey with the commanding lead.
I don't see why you would be in this situation and not. It's all 110%. Why would you be trying to just stall and stalemate, you know, especially when you're losing?
Cathedral got another state champion.
Brian Harvey of Cathedral.
Brian Harvey, 12-4 winner.
Harvey, a 12-4 winner at 160 pounds for the state title.
Be interesting to see how many state champions Indianapolis Cathedral has in wrestling. They've got to be up there as far as number of champions. I would imagine Bloomington, with all the success they had in the who body locks Timmy Wright. Well, the assistant coaches.
Tyler Willis.
He's got his arm in a sling. Be interesting to see if he wrestles in Tuesday, huh? Daniel Ginner, a pin, seventh place finisher.
Sixth place goes to Adrian Brown.
At 152. Adrian Brown, the man who beat Ginner in the Maryville Summer State.
Finishing fifth of Wilmington South High School, Ethan Farmer.
Sixth place finisher. So the Maryville Summer State didn't score quite as well as they would hope for in the 152-pound weight class. Other than that, pretty good performance by the Maryville Summer State, I'd have to say, wouldn't you, Mr. Yeah. Ron? I don't think we had much at 160 either from the Maryville Semi
State.
This particular weight class we're about to wrestle.
That was 160. We finished 170. Is going to have Jake Massengale from Perry Meridian, a 47-1 junior, against Sean Mappas, a 45-0 senior from Center Grove High School. Isaiah Bradley, your 152-pound state champion, getting his placard and his medal.
Congratulations.
As I was down getting wrestlers up here for you to interview, as they were running the consolations, I seen a wrestler give his coaches a hug, a few tears in his eyes, and thanked his coaches for coaching him and for being able to wrestle for him. Pretty awesome.
Mappas with a front headlock on Massengale. Now he fires in on a leg attack. Elevates Massengale. Got a bottom leg Turk wrapped up, arm Turk. 2 points given to Mappas. Now he's got Massengale in deep trouble. Massengale, the word is on him, he keeps every match close. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Mappas attempt to ride him out in this period and not try to increase his score.
Jeff McLean, the official. Chuck Barnett, the mat assistant.
Mappas follows Massengale as Massengale tries a front somersault out. He's done that numerous times throughout this tournament. Been pretty successful with it. But Mappas is a tremendous leg rider. Just an all-around rider. I mean, he uses that arm bar quite a bit, which he's in right now. As good as he is on his feet, I just don't understand why he doesn't try to increase his lead. Maybe he feels he can turn him. I feel that he's really dominated a lot of people on their feet, and here he is late in the match, and he's only got 2-0 lead.
37 seconds left in the first period.
In the first period in this particular match, but it's been a pattern in a lot of his matches, and I think he's a much better wrestler than that. Now he's in trouble. Again, he gave up a critical reversal there. Massengale keeps it close. Now it's 3-2 as Mappas gets his escape. That might be a blessing in disguise. He's got time to get another takedown. And he's very hard to score on. He's an excellent football player, too, from what I understand. I believe his brother was All-State, I know. And I got a friend that teaches in the Center Grove School Corporation. Asked him about him. Nice front headlock. Oh, boy. He's got a lot of pressure. Almost had an inside trip. I mean, I'm really impressed with the way he keeps pressure on you. He keeps his hands on you. In the neutral position.
3-2 lead. Into the first.
Wrestlers, we do still have a pair of eyeglasses that was left at the awards area earlier in the evening. If you're a wrestler, you
Massengale taken down. There's a nice lift and return by Mappas. On a stand up by Massengale. Now Mappas jumps right into his bar. Rear crotch. Breakdown. He's also getting good head pressure on the back of his offside arm. He's trying to rip that to a hammerlock, I believe, but I don't think Massengale's going to release it. He's not even attempting to rip it out, I don't think, with his other hand. Anyway, Mampus is riding tough. 57 seconds remaining in the second period with a 3-2 lead. I mean, this might start drawing some boos if something's not done here. I guess it's that old adage, go to something else.
Yeah. Call warning for on Mappas.
He gets the booze.
He gets the booze, and he wasn't doing anything with that.
You know, I think I would have called it a lot sooner, but that's just me sitting in the stands as a casual observer. Of course, we got a lot of Model Day fans here. I'm sure there's quite a few Center Grove fans.
8 seconds left. In the second period, 3-2 lead for Mappas. Stand up, a nice high lift. And that's it for the second period. So Mappas, his choice in the third. He's going to take the defensive wrestling position.
One point escape from Mampus.
Dale Hoover for Center Grove. And Massengale cuts him, puts him neutral.
Massengale's got some big throws here. And I'm sure Mampus is aware of him. There's a single leg. That's the best offense right there. Mampus dumps him back. Massengale concedes it as Mappas goes into a sail ride. A lace ride. Got the bottom leg up. He's got a 6-2 lead. Looking to build on it. Been one for stalling on top. There's a little side road attempt by Mike Massengale.
1:15 left in the match. 6-2 is the score.
I believe...
go out of bounds.
I believe Mappas was the outstanding wrestler, Neil Smith, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had 170. Nice turning to a wizard by Massengale.
Massengale gets his escape. 6-3, 43 seconds left.
Stand up windmill wizard. For 1 point escape by Massengale. Got to his feet. Massengale will jack you up and throw you if he has a chance. Now he down blocks and swings behind. We got a 6-5 match. He cuts him loose. 27 seconds left to take down with Tyatt for Massengale.
27.
Massengale may force overtime, overhooks.
Well,
18.4 seconds remain. And we got a question.
Question over at the scorers table.
Evidently, they're going to... They take some time off?
Yeah, 16 and a half seconds.
Seven, six now.
Time expires, 7-6, Mappa.
Tough match, 7-6, Sean Mappas, your state champion at 170 for Center Grove High School. Schaefer, 182 pound weight class.
Line at 51-0 senior.
Both wrestlers undefeated, aren't they?
Schaefer, a 53-0 senior.
Over 100 matches, and neither have seen victory defeat this year. Wow. Tina Lyon has been knocking on the door the last two, 3 years. But whatever way he goes. He was a 70 pounder last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
71?
I think he was a 71. Standing unbeaten senior, 47-0, claiming the state championship of 160 pounds, Indianapolis
Cathedral's Brian Harvey. Those placards are the same size when I was in high school. They do keep them standard.
Lyon was a third place finisher last year and a fifth place finisher at 52 in 2010.
Some things never change, you know what?
Yep.
Your referee looks like it's going to be number 7, Tom Lambert, another Valparaisian. He's being assisted by another Valparaisian, Mike Galando. So the Valparaiso connection, we have three of them here tonight. Galando, Lambert, and Barnett. I think it's really impressive about the nice single leg dump down, low level. By Tanner Lyon, who opens up the scoring. Thing is, I was going to say what was impressive about Lucas Schaefer is that he's so strong.
Yeah.
He won a lot of matches just on forcing that cradle.
He looks bigger than a 182.
He sure does. Maybe it's that white singlet. I don't know. You know, uniforms.
Well, he looked pretty big in a green one earlier.
Tanner Lyon. Opens up the scoring with 1:08 remaining in the first period. Took Lucas Schaefer down from Westfield in probably 12 seconds, maybe.
Didn't take him long, did it?
No, he came across the circle on him. Okay. Line with a deep waist, riding parallel on the hips. Got to be careful not to be called for stalling. Got to be active on top. He's got that tight waist wrapped all the way around her spine.
Presentation will follow the completion of individual award presentations
Now Weinstein parallel. Tom Lambert kind of just coasting here. We got a warning, both men stalling, as I think Lambert felt there was an opportunity for Lucas to come out of there, Lucas Schaefer, that is. And also there was an opportunity for Mr. Lyon to get off the hips on us. All right. Now he's trying to tilt him. We have about 15 seconds remaining. Lyon wide and tough. His time expires. The flip of the disc. Comes up green. Green takes down. That's Lyon. Inside leg stand up. Blimp arm stand up. Immediately out of there. 1 point escape for 10 Lyon of Delphi High School out of Delphi, Indiana. 3-0. He's wrestling Lucas Schaefer, a senior, also undefeated. Both men with collar ties and elbows. Arm snaps by Delphi is lined. Arm snap is actually a attempt to snap your arms off, not really to snap your head. A lot of hand fighting going on right now between these two athletes. Lucas Schaefer hits a blast double as Lyon comes barreling into him. Basically crowded him off his shot. Think about Lyon, he's always moving forward. Another arm snap by Lucas Schaefer. We go out of bounds. Fresh start, 53 in the second remaining. Another arm snap. You really got to get the weight in to get the guy's weight coming into you to be effective with it. Daniel Lyon drives him out of bounds. Seconds in the second period. Double running for stalling results in a point for both men. That makes the score 4-1. There's a high crotch. Single leg dump down by Tanner Lyon. Trying to come out the back door now. He may pin. Tanner Lyon had him stacked up. There was a flurry. Now Westfield's coach. On stand, Tom Lambert's opinion on the near fall. The Delphi coaches are contending that there was a fall. The mat assistant cannot call a fall. His job is basically to keep track of time and score, call over the holds and cautions. He can respond to the official, mat official, if he's asked by the mat official. And give his opinion. We get a fresh start, we go out of bounds. Tanner Line and Lucas Schaefer going at it at 182. A 6-1 lead, but Tanner Line, he's converted three takedowns, two single legs, and he basically finishes the same way. Good head pressure, dumps him down, sits him to his hip. There's a blast double by Lucas, is sprawled on by Lane. He really cuts down all your offense. The FI coaches want another stalling call as Mr. Lambert issued a double a penalty after double warning. Fans are getting a little restless here. They want stalling. I don't know on who. They've already got 1 point for both men on stalling. There's a blast double by Schaefer. He's pulled up by the line. 19 seconds remaining and counting in this match. Nice job of defending the double. Lucas Schaefer didn't come close to taking him down. Great hands, defense by Tanner Line, and the champion. Tanner Line, 182-pound state champion from Delphi. As Tom Lambert, the official, raises his hand.
Just seen something really neat when I excused myself, went to the restroom. Up at the top of the stairs here at the field house, Jason Church is just standing out there, shaking hands and giving hugs. And pictures getting taken. And brother Alex and father, what's his father's name?
I'm not really sure.
Mr. Searches.
Mr. Yes.
Both standing there with teary eyes and very proud of son and brother, as they should be.
Yep.
But it was just really neat to see that.
Family reunion out there. Yeah, I saw Alex out there when I was up there. We're about ready to start the 195-pound matchup as soon as they finish the awards for the 170. Weight class.
Runner up at 170 pounds, Perry Meridian's Jake Massengale.
Jake Massengale second. Tyler Willis of Cathedral was fourth.
Completing his senior season with a
as he defaulted. And your champion, Sean Mappas.
Center Grove High School state champion, Sean Mappas.
Barry and Sliga.
48-0 junior Sliga. 32-0 senior for Barry. Well, two in a row undefeated. And you know, we've talked about it in years past. You get this far, it's just a shame to see one of them go home with a loss, but that's how it works. And I got a feeling this is going to be a good match, just like the last one was. Barry only wrestled part of the season, had a knee injury. He's got a brace on his right knee. Injury late in the football season, from what I understand, huh, Coach?
Sliga in on a single, yes. David Maldonado, Sliga dumps him down, changes off to a double, all weight on the hands of Barry. Converts the 2 points for Sliga. Switch out by Barry. 2-1 for the escape. Sliga, very, very tough.
And causes you to be subject to ejection. And quite frankly, it's just not the thing to do. The wrestling's
There's another hot cross by Slater.
We both had the opportunity to officiate at LaPorte High School early December this year, and Maryville was there, and I talked to Coach David Maldonado from Maryville, and Barry wasn't wrestling yet then, and said, well, it's up to him when he feels like his knee is ready to come back, and since he's been back, he's been pretty impressive, 32 wins in a row. Sliga, he's a very accomplished wrestler. There's a shot from out by Barry, down blocked real nice into a front headlock.
Hips down, sprawls him out, come back to their feet.
They're on their feet, trying to get, Barry's trying to get his head back out. Sliga with an underhook on the left side, good head position, reaches for a far leg, but blocked off by Barry. 20 seconds left in the first period.
I don't think Sliga played football this year, if I'm... If I understood what they said. There's an ankle pick by Sliga off a collar tie. Barry gets a leg back. Now he's got his front headlock. Tricep tie. Time runs out. 2-1. Mitch Sliga.
Mike Rolando, the official, and Jeff Colburn up from our St. Joe Valley Officials Association. Down here doing the state finals.
Barry takes time.
State finals official. Barry takes defensive position.
And a real clean start, but he's going to let it go. I'm not sure if there's a real advantage attained by either one. Slayer with a tight waist and an ankle trap. Now he goes to a spiral claw as Barry works to his feet, trying to secure hand control, gets it, and the escape. 2-2.
Pirate fans chanting Courtney here in the field house.
Two on one by Sliga. Drops in on an ankle, but Barry has got a speed measured. Goes into a front headlock. We got a stoppage in the match. No action happening. Barry with a crotch lock. Sliga trying to come out between the legs.
Defender won the region out the back. Stacks him up for the fall.
What was it, a defensive fall?
Well, when Sliga tried to come between the legs, just rocked right back and stack Courtney Barry up on his shoulders.
Let's go to awards presentations here shortly. At 182.
Yep, there it was.
182. Finishing eight. Muncie Southside High School.
Wow. We don't see that very often.
Barry wasn't doing anything to fight off of it. Didn't feel that he was in too bad a position. I mean, not
right.
A great position, but didn't feel like it was any danger. And Sliga did a nice job, just slowly but surely. Well, we're at the 220-pound weight class coming up here. And it's a rematch of the Maryville semi-state finals, as we have said before. Forty-five and two, Joe Gallegos from South Bend Clay. 40-2, senior Tyler Crawl from Crown Point.
Finishing third this year from Twin Lakes High School, Christian Winkle.
Christian Winkle from Twin Lakes getting his award. It's been a while since Twin Lakes had a state placer, hadn't it, Coach?
Yeah, I can't tell who it would win. Jeff Colburn, veteran official of some 40 years, getting set to do this match here. It'll be his last hurrah for this season. Other than the junior highs next week, probably.
Then the ISWA State in March.
Yep. We'll be able to maybe con him into doing a few more. We're about set to get started at 2:20. Gallegos is real good at counter shots, scoring off your attack.
Crawl does a nice job moving forward and pressuring in.
This match was a 3-1 overtime thriller at Maryville last weekend. We didn't get the opportunity to see it as we were in the Fort Wayne semi-state. Gallegos trying to, I think he's trying to control an underhook or maybe a 2-on-1. As Craw is heavy on the head. Front headlock by Gallegos. Now an underhook by Craw. He likes that little throw by off the underhook. I talked to Joe about that earlier, and he's aware of it. Warning for both men.
Both guys warned for stalling there.
Gallegos tries to snag a single. Craw fends him off. There's a shot by Craw. Craw kind of pushing him around the mat. Establishing a dominant position. Now there's that throw by attempt by Craw.
That'll do it for the first period. 0-0. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling, as Mr. Wilk had mentioned earlier when official Jeff Colburn warned both of them. Gallegos' choice. He's going to take the down position.
Gallegos gets to his feet. He's lifting return. I don't know if you heard him or not. Look at that, kind of stunned Gallegos. Now Craw really. The deep ace Gallegos tries to, looks like he tried to switch her. Try to beat this tight waist with a switch. Now Gallegos trying to build up on the inside. Craw just hanging on. Lifts Gallegos off the mat. Gallegos hits a short sit turn in. He's got his point escape. Nice job of moving. For as soon as he hit the mat, he was gone on the short set. When Craw lifted and dumped him, so Joe Gallegos draws first blood here in the opening 3-minute mark. There's a throw by Craw. Tried to shrug it by. He had that shoulder really bound up. Couldn't get a hold of him, though. His Gallegos did a nice job of moving out of there. Remember, both men have been one for stalling. Craw continuing to move forward. Gallegos with a 2-on-1. Warning, stalling.
On Gallegos.
Oh, boy. One run.
Well, a lot of the fans here don't agree with that, but he was backing up. had been warned in the first period. 45 seconds left, tied up match. Crawl tries another throw by.
He's just doing enough activity. There's a nice counter shot by Gallegos.
Hey, that's not wrestling. That's just pushing.
Gallegos trying to get that 2-on-1.
That's going to do it. Tied up 1-1 at the end of two. So the third period, Crowell takes the defensive wrestling position. And Gallegos cuts him.
2-1. Yeah, Gallegos is going to make Crowell wrestle. Crowell continues to move forward. Doing a good job of continually moving in on him. I'd really be surprised if he gets called for stalling again, to be honest with you. How about your opinion, Troy?
Well, neither wrestler's really
taking attempts.
No, yeah, they're not really neither wrestler's put themselves in danger to score. Crawl is trying to dig that underhook for that throw by. Double unders for Crawl. Oh, I guess he only had one underhook. Kind of a shot attempt by Gallegos, but caught by double underhooks by Crawl. He did a nice job catching him there, didn't he, Coach?
Very good.
Another stalling call against Gallegos, so it's a 3-1 match. Crawl's been pushing forward, trying to dig underhooks. Stalling on Crawl, but to no avail. 3-2 the final.
Two victory for Tyler Crawl.
I was
finishing sixth.
Well, I have to say I was a little surprised. Gallegos didn't take any shots.
No, he didn't.
That's not how he usually wrestles.
Well, he kind of feeds off your shot. You know, if you make a leg attack, he'll pass you by and keep his head on you and counter shot. Throw bys, can't do that.
Yeah.
Because he's throwing you by, and that's what Crawl was hitting him with. He'd underhook and I watched him warm up for about 15 minutes. That's all he was doing, throw bys off underhook. Hey, we're going to move on here to the super heavyweight 285-pound matchup. It should be a good match.
Dominic Stauffer from Elkhart Central. Abraham Hall from Bremen. These two have wrestled earlier this year. As we said before, Hall was the winner with the ultimate tiebreaker. It went to the ultimate tiebreaker in that match. Henry, you had the match. But both these guys are good friends.
They work out together, benefit, in the summer.
Yeah, work out together in the summer. They travel to different club practices and wrestle each other in the room. So it'll be interesting.
And they meet each other in the state championship match.
Stauffer on a leg attack. Wizard by Paul. Got his foot back to the mat.
Stauffer's got a game plan, I know that. He's been doing it all tournament long. That high single snag. To either side, he can do it to either side. That's what's really impressive. Front headlock by, and he really, you know, I refereed the first match of these two early in the year, and you didn't see that front headlock series from Stauffer.
Hall on a single leg, out of bounds. 49 seconds.
Northern Indiana is going to have a state champion regardless, huh?
Yep.
Of the tournament, following the completion of the Liberty 5-pound match, with that individual awards at 220.
There's a two-on-one by Abraham Hall. Stauffer kind of headlocks him out. 15 seconds remain. Both men have been on a leg, but can't convert. There's a shot by Hall. Clears out.
Well, the coin toss, very important, goes to Hall. He's going to take the defensive position. And once again, if this comes down to the ultimate tiebreaker, that could be big, huh, Coach?
Yep. Tripod up by Hall. Hall controls the arm really well and gets his one-point escape.
Hall really moving forward. Out of bounds, 1:41 left in the second period.
Is his dad on the main floor? I don't see him.
He was for all the other matches.
You know, the Wallace C heavyweight took Hall down in the sectional, didn't he? As I recall in the championship match.
I think he did.
Stauffer with a side headlock attempt by Stauffer. Looked like he tried to hit him with something new. There's a duck under attempt by Stauffer.
Both these athletes here at the heavyweight division tonight are
very athletic. I wrestle like lightweights, aren't they?
They're very athletic wrestlers. Snap down. 40 seconds to go, second period. Hall with a one-point lead.
Stauffer's going to go for broke. Yeah, we'll probably go overtime.
30 seconds. They go out of bounds.
There's that low single attempt. Nice snap down attempt by Stauffer. We go out of bounds again. Your referee is Robert Helm, I believe. Yep.
Yep.
He starts him again. 14 seconds going. 2-on-1 by Abraham Hall. Hits a single on the backside. So he 2-on-1's the left arm of Stauffer and splits off to the left leg of Stauffer.
5 seconds.
Nice single. Abraham Hall staying pretty active, and really so is Dominique Stauffer.
Well, it didn't take Hall long to get his one-point escape in the beginning of the second, so let's see how long it takes Stauffer.
I'd look for Abraham to hit the left side, then hit the right side. However, Stauffer gets to his feet. He'll do this, too. He'll get into that leg, and he got his one-point escape. Loss of control, huh? One match, 148.
Just looking at Paul, you know he's not the fall. More aggressive than
Stauffer. 1:30 left in the match. They go out of bounds, 126. Shot by Stauffer. Back up. Shot by Hall in on that single leg. See if he can dump and finish. And there's a takedown by Hall. 106 left in the third period.
Wow.
He was in and on that.
He acted like he wanted to dump it. And then when... Wow. When Stauffer caught up with him, he changed back off to a double and ran through him. Now he's got a deep wing in.
Is that 35 seconds to go, third period. Seconds.
Oh, 5 seconds to go.
Abe Hall, your 285-pound champion.
Dominique Stauffer, gracious, in defeat. Abraham Hall, your state champion.
All right,
3-1.
Well, that brings us to the end of another season, Coach. And there's Dad took his dad down.
He just took his dad down. His dad, a state runner-up many years ago. We followed him all year long. That's going to conclude your state championship finals. You take care.
Finishing sixth this year from Southern Wells. Take care. Seth Bieberstein.
We're going to wrap this thing up here. Your state champion, Abraham Hall, Dominique Stauffer. an outstanding season. Both losses to the state champion. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Not at all. Not at all.
Do you want to go over the state champions real quickly? You got it?
At 106, Stephen Misich from Hanover Central. At 13, Jared Brooks from Warsaw.
State runner-up at 220-pound South
Paul Petrov from Hanover Central at 120. At 126, Kyle Ayersman from Lake Central. At 132, Jared McKinley from Perry Meridian. Devin Jackson from Yorktown at 138. Jason Surtis finishing an outstanding high school career, four-time state champion from Crown Point. Isaiah Bradley from Muncie Southside at 152, 160. Brian Harvey from Indianapolis Cathedral. At 170, Sean Mappas from Center Grove. Tanner Lind from Delphi at 182. Mitch Sliga from Fishers at 195. At 220, Tyler Crawl from Crown Point. And your heavyweight that we just announced, Abraham Hall from Bremen.
Great recap, Mr. Hahn. Well, another state finals under the belt. A lot of excitement. A lot of highs, a lot of lows, yeah. A lot of good wrestling going on at the 74th annual Indiana State Wrestling Championships. We will probably be on the air. Well, you can archive this.
Yep.
I believe 60 days after today. And then I'm not real sure if they will continue to archive them. If you wish to, get it done early. We are going to be signing off here. Probably won't talk to you again until maybe next L. Smith, but we won't be there.
Well, we'll be there.
We'll be there officiating on the first day of the L. Smith of next year. But maybe somewhere along the line we'll hook up with Broadcast Sport and do a dual meet here or there if we're not officiating. Until then, this is the old coach, old referee, Henry Wilkes, signing off.
And this is
good night, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in.
Have a good evening.